one way to think about it is, if we know coming in that we have a subgroup of students in ninth grade who are going to need more intensive levels of support in mathematics, we need to look at the minimum they're going to need in order to graduate, and how does that relate to their goals after high school? Is their goal to go to college? Is their goal to start a career? Then, in terms of looking at the 4 years, where might they best take the courses in mathematics that they will need? If they're in a state where they have to have Algebra and Algebra 2 to graduate, then where might we have kids taking those courses? Now, the second piece is, how do you construct supplemental instruction? And is that a course? Many high schools conceptualize it as they got to take a course in remedial math, and then they get to take algebra. But what we oftentimes see is that that remedial course really isn't what that student needs in terms of being successful in Algebra 1 or being successful in Algebra 2. It might make sense to think about, if we're going to engage students in the core content, how might we engage students in that course content while at the same time using time to provide more supplemental support